First part of the workshop was to try to find some way how we can add a devotional feeling of worship to the Holy Name. See, worship is not just a passive adoration, but in worship a circle is established. A circle means energy comes this way and it flows back another way. You know, but the circle, if this is a circle, something comes, what gets around, it comes around. So when you start in your chanting to adopt a mood of worship, worshipping the Holy Name, adoring Him, glorifying Him, you enter into something like the circle of worship. Something comes from you, that is your attention and your devotion, and then the object, that is Krishna, is responsive proportionally to your surrender and devotion. He will answer to you and in this way lift you up in the circle which is established between the worshipper and the worshipped. So to do that, we have tried to introduce to you this mantra traktaka, or this concentration on the mantra, which can be done with the help of a card. As I was singing along this beautiful melody, I was not really watching a card, but I closed my eyes and I made sure that as I was chanting, I was with every name, with every syllable, and I was in that focusing my mind. That's the idea of this exercise which we did. After you have read the mantra as you chant, you know, like you read a newspaper or Back to Godhead, where your eyes go along the lines of the article and take in the article. As you do this, you read the mantra while you chant it. Something will happen in your mind. It is that you stay with the mantra. You are not absent-minded, but you are present-minded. You are not spaced out, but you are spaced in, if you want to invent a new word. I'm spaced in. Since this Java retreat, I'm spaced in. You know, if this happens, that is good. You come into an inner space and you don't lose yourself into an outer space. And that we are learning by this process. The idea is that after some time, this is, you will be able to always see the mantra or be with the mantra inside. Now this does help. And you can have the mantra card with you, and when you feel that you are, let me stay with these somehow ordinary words, you feel that your attention goes, in other words, that you are spacing out, you're drifting into outer space, into this this dream world of around you, then you can take your mantra card or your Nama Brahma and do this simple practice. As you are chanting, you are looking at the mantra card and again focusing your attention, and in this way being present-minded and stop being absent-minded. I would like to now take this knowledge, which is really, I would say, something which which is experience-oriented. Much of what we do here, during this second level of the Holy Name retreat, will be experience-oriented. Especially in the workshops, we will sing more and talk less. This can also be applied to our japa. May I ask you, did you all bring your japa mala along? Who has not his japa or her japa mala? Okay, that is... Oh, Hrishikesh is here. Sorry, poor Hrishikesh. That is all right also, because we will... You can chant it without, but if you have it here in the room, please take up your japa mala now. What we will do now is we will learn three simple techniques from our Shastra, which will help us to focus in, or to, if I may use the word, to space in or to go inwards as we do our japa. I intend to do this as a guided japa session so that you can learn it while doing it. I will teach, or we will learn three methods here. First of all, we will try to understand or try to be aware that the Holy Name is non-different from Krishna. We learned this from this verse this morning, and we will now put our faith in this. As we are chanting the different names, we are actually associating with Krishna. Prabhupada gave one lecture in Hamburg. That's the town where I grew up in the second half of my life before coming to Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada had gone there earlier. It was at a time when I was still not found by him, or he had not yet taken me. I was still in the world. And he had given a lecture there on Jamashtami. He had come from London, stayed in Hamburg, and he talked about how we can be in the presence of Krishna. And he said, as soon as you chant the Holy Name, you must know that you are touching with your tongue Krishna. And then he said, Krishna is there at the moment where you turn to him. That's how close Krishna is. Krishna is just a turn away. You have turned away from Krishna, now turn to Krishna, and then Krishna is just a turn away. Yes. So this is what you do when you chant this first practice. The second practice, I will just talk about this, and then I will teach you while you chant. We should chant from a position of humility and longing. Humility does not mean that you think more of yourself, how fallen I am, how wretched I am, how disqualified I am, how mental I am. No, humility doesn't mean to think more of yourself. It means to think less of yourself. That is, to think more about Krishna. You think of Krishna best in this world when you think with a feeling of longing, as it is expressed in the fifth verse of the Shikshastakam. My dear Lord, I actually belong to you, but I have fallen away from you. My dear Lord, I'm your eternal servant, but somehow or other, I've fallen into the ocean of this material world. Kindly pick me up and fix me as a speck of dust at your lotus feet. While I'm reading this to you, I have a lot of speck of dust here. Can you see? It's so we are this insignificant. Like, see this speck of dust which now falls. It's so small you can't really see it, no? Yeah, can you see it? This is how we are. Small, very small. Tiny. The 10,000 parts of the tip of a hair. Very, very small. So please fix me up. Take me again to you. I want to serve you. This is the second meditation which we will learn. And oh, there's so much dust. I don't know where to dust it off. Let me do it here. The third is apply mantrata chintanam. Who knows what is mantrata chintanam? Should know. Jiva Goswami, he says, while you chant, chant with mantrata chintanam. Chintanam means to think, artha means the value or the meaning, and mantra is the mantra. So as you chant, you are supposed to think about the meaning of the mantra. So I will guide you in these three practices as we chant in one voice. I request you to take your beads now and start from the counter beat, not counter beat, the head beat, the main beat. Those who have no beads at this moment with them, no problem, you can just chant along with us. And we will chant in one voice now. And as you chant, I will try to distract you. Hare Krishna. I will not try to distract you. I will try to space you in or to focus you more by telling you different meditations you can do during the chanting. And as you chant, you please try to apply these and this will help you to connect more with the mantra. So I will chant one time alone and then we chant together. You are ready? Maybe you want to take your seat. I see you in on the marginal line. Not sure where you are. Sit with us. This is good for you, my dear boy. It's necessary. Our children, yes, please play. Find another place to play, if possible. So we chanted one voice. I will chant one time alone, and then we chant all together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Please continue to chant. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Do not stop, although I will say certain things to you. To start with, We request you to absolutely stay with the mantra. Be with every name almost as if you were to read the mantra. When you are with Hari, then you are with Hari. When you are with Krishna, now Krishna, you are with Krishna. Do this for some time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It will help you to be present with each name if you pronounce the names clearly. Pronounce the names clearly, distinctly. Don't speed up, just be with the mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Please continue. Now, as you chant, bring into your awareness that Krishna is not different from His holy name. Chant with an affectionate respect, an affectionate respect. We will go now a little slower. Please stop now. Stop now. Please stop now. We will go a little bit slower because you have accelerated. But this is not the idea of this workshop. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. An affectionate respect. Krishna is non-different from His name.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Please continue.
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna,
my dear Lord,
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare,
I'm your eternal servant. But somehow or other, I have fallen into the ocean of this material world. Kindly pick me up and fix me as a speck of dust at your lotus feet.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Try your best. Try your best.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
Try your best.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Thank you so very much. You're doing really, as far at least as the sound is concerned, which arrives here or comes here, you're doing very well. Thank you very much. You're very wonderful group. We will now, for the remainder of the workshop, it's only 7 more minutes, chant one round on our own. This will be a little challenge for all of us, because it's very easy when you are carried by the sound vibration of everyone. Therefore, Sankirtan singing, where we all sing in one voice, where we all sing, you know, just like we chanted now, where we all are with the mantra, is most effective in this age of Kali. Japa, where we chant on our own, is a little bit more difficult. But since this is a major part of our day, these 16 rounds, it's important that we learn to apply the rules which work for Sankirtan also to our japa. So please now do this mantrata chintanam. Think about the meaning of the mantra. My dear Lord, I am fallen. It is very nicely expressed here in this fifth verse. Please accept me in your service. Accept me again. No? So we will now chant just one round together, where we all chant in our individual speed and with our individual strengths. Please bring always the mind back to the mantra as you have learned today in the workshop. You might like to apply some of these meditations that, oh Krishna, this, you are identical with the name I'm chanting. I do not yet realize 100% and fully, but I have faith in this. I have heard it, and I will apply myself now with an affectionate respect to chanting your names. Try to chant in a prayerful mood, in a longing mood. My dear Lord, I'm fallen in this ocean of birth and death. Please pick me up again. And think about this meaning from time to time. The main thing is to stay focused, and if these meditations help you, please do them. If you prefer to just concentrate, please do that. Let us chant one round on our individual strengths. Please start now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Try. Thank you very, very much for applying yourself so sincerely. In my very humble feedback, I'm trying really to act as your facilitator, and you are doing very well in comparison to last retreat. You are much more focused, but still we have some distractions amongst us. See, during this retreat, we try to create an atmosphere of absolute focus, like we have maybe never done before, in an atmosphere of chronic distraction. Yes, this is where we mostly, this space is inhabited by us. We are never fully there in whatever it is that we are doing. And this is especially disturbing if we want to go further in our chanting to our next level, which is waiting for us. So I request that parents with children to somehow make an arrangement that their children are well taken care of. I would love to see with Damodar Pandit, maybe we can create what we usually do during retreats, a space for the children where they have children activities and feel not so much bored so on. See, the children are not yet to the level where they can absorb these types of instructions. They need to play, to shout, to jump, to be crazy at times when they have free time. But this is not the place where they should do this. And I know you want to engage, you want to have them because you want to come to the retreat. But we can maybe create something for them. Because we really want to build up an atmosphere. And you will see at the end what is the benefit of this. Good. And I want to end here. I want to ask Bhanu Nandini to give us an orientation for the rest of the day. It will be very brief.